Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 3, Text 137. We heard how for 10 continuous days, Advaitacharya held feasting and chanting in the evening. He served the Lord in this way without any change. In the morning, Chandrasekhar seated Satyamata in a palanquin and brought her from her house with many devotees. In this way, all the people of the town of Nadia, including all the women, boys, and old men, came there to Shantipur. Thus the crowd increased. In the morning, after regular duties were completed and the Lord was chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, the people accompanied Satyamata to the house of Advaitacharya. As soon as Mother Satchi appeared on the scene, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell before her like a stick. Mother Satchi began to cry, taking the Lord on her lap. Upon seeing each other, they both became overwhelmed. Seeing the Lord's head without hair, Mother Satchi became greatly agitated. Out of love, she began to caress the body of the Lord. Sometimes she kissed his face and tried to observe him carefully, but because her eyes were filled with tears, she could not see. Understanding that Lord Chaitanya had accepted the renounced order of life, Satyamata, crying, said to the Lord, "My darling Nimai, do not be cruel like Visvarupa, your elder brother." After accepting the renounced order, Visvarupa never again gave me audience. If you do like him, what? That certainly will be the death of me. The Lord replied, "My dear mother, please hear. This body belongs to you. I do not possess anything. This body was raised by you, and it comes from you. I cannot repay this debt even in millions of births. Knowingly or unknowingly, I have accepted this renounced order. Still, I shall never be indifferent to you. My dear mother, wherever you ask me to stay, I shall stay. And whatever you order, I shall execute." Saying this, the Lord offered obeisances to his mother again and again. And Mother Satchi, being pleased, took him again and again on her lap. Then Advaitacharya took Mother Satchi within the house. The Lord was immediately ready to meet all the other devotees. The Lord met all the devotees, one after the other, and looking at everyone's face individually, he embraced them tightly. Although the devotees were unhappy at not seeing the Lord's hair, they nonetheless derived great happiness from seeing his beauty. Shivas, Ramai, Vidyanidhi, Gadadhar, Gangadas, Vikeshwar, Marari, Suklambara, Budhimanta Khan, Nandana, Sridhar, Vijay, Vasudev, Damodar, Mukunda, Sanjay, and all the others, however many I can mention, indeed, all the inhabitants of Navadvip arrived there, and the Lord met them with smiles and glances of mercy. Anande Natsaye Shabhe Bali Hari Hari Acharya Mandira Hoila Sri Vaikunthapuri. Everyone was chanting the holy names of Hari and dancing. In this way, the domicile of Advaitacharya was converted into Sri Vaikunthapuri. People came to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from various other villages nearby, as well as Navadvip. To everyone who came to see the Lord from villages nearby, especially from Navadvip, Advaitacharya gave residential quarters as well as all kinds of eatables for many days. Indeed, he properly adjusted everything. The supplies of Advaitacharya were inexhaustible and indestructible. As many goods and commodities as he used, just as many again appeared. From the day Satyamata arrived at the house of Advaitacharya, she took charge of the cooking, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dined in the company of all the devotees. All the people who came there during the day saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the friendly behavior of Advaitacharya. At night, They have the opportunity to see the Lord's dancing and hear his chanting. Kirtana Kurite Prabhura Sava Bhavodai Stambakampa Pulakashu Gadgada Pralai. When the Lord performed kirtan, he manifested all kinds of transcendental symptoms. He appeared stunned and trembling. His hair stood on end, and his voice faltered. There were tears and devastation. Chane chane pade prabhu achada kana. Deki sachi mata kahe rodana kuriya. Frequently, the Lord would tumble to the ground. Seeing this, Mother Sati would cry. Srimati Satyamata thought that the body of Nimai was being smashed when he fell down, so she cried, alas, and petitioned Lord Vishnu, "My dear Lord, kindly bestow this benediction as a result of whatever service I have rendered unto you from my childhood. Whenever Nimai falls to the surface of the earth, please do not let him feel any pain." When Mother Sati was thus overwhelmed in maternal love for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, she became transformed with happiness, fear, and humility, as well as bodily symptoms. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. These verses indicate that Mother Sati, born in the family of Nilambara Chakravarti, used to worship Lord Vishnu even before her marriage. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Prapyapuna kritam lokan usitva satvati sama sujinam srimatam gehe yoga brashto vijayate. The unsuccessful yogi, after many, many years of enjoyment on the planets of the pious living entities, is born into a family of righteous people or into a family of rich aristocracy. Mother Sati, a Nitya Siddha living entity, is an incarnation of Mother Yashoda. She appeared in the house of Nilambara Chakravarti and was everlastingly engaged in the service of Lord Vishnu. Later, she directly had as her child Lord Vishnu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and she served him from the day of his appearance. This is the position of Nitya Siddha associates. Sri Narottama Das Thakur therefore sings, Gaurangeda Sangi Gana Nitya Siddha Kori Mane. Every devotee should know that all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his family members, friends, and other associates, were all Nitya Siddhas. A Nitya Siddha never forgets the service of the Lord. He is always engaged, even from childhood, in worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Continuing. Since Advaitacharya was giving alms and food to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the other devotees headed by Srivas Thakur also desired to give him alms and invite him for lunch. Srila Prabhupada's purport. It is the duty of all grihasthas to invite a sannyasi to their homes if he happens to be in the neighborhood or village. This very system is still current in India. If a sannyasi is in the neighborhood of a village, he is invited by all householders, one after another. As long as a sannyasi remains in the village, he enlightens the inhabitants in spiritual understanding. In other words, a sannyasi has no housing or food problems, even when he travels extensively. Even though Advaitacharya was supplying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with prasadam, the other devotees from Navadvipa and Shantipur also desired to offer him prasadam. Shuni Shachis Shabha Kore Korela Minati Naman Nimai Nira Darshana Ora Muni Pabe Koti. Hearing these proposals made by other devotees of the Lord, Mother Sati said to the devotees, "How many times shall I get the chance to see Nimai again? Toma Shava Shane Hobe Anyatra Milana Muni Abhagenira Matra E Darasana." Satyamata submitted, "As far as you are concerned, you can meet Nimai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, many times somewhere else. But what is the possibility of my ever meeting him again? I shall have to remain at home. A sannyasi never returns to his home. Mother Shakshi appealed to all the devotees to give her this charity. As long as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained at the house of Advaitacharya, only she would supply him food. Hearing this appeal from Mother Shakshi, all the devotees offered obeisances and said, "We all agree to whatever Mother Shakshi desires." And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw his mother's great eagerness, he became a little agitated. He therefore assembled all the devotees present and spoke to them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed them all, "Without your order, I tried to go to Vrindavan. There was some obstacle, however, and I had to return. My dear friends, although I have suddenly accepted this renounced order, I still know that I shall never be indifferent to you. My dear friends, as long as I remain manifest, I shall never give you up, nor shall I ever be able to give up my mother. After accepting sannyas, it is not the duty of a sannyasi to remain at his birthplace encircled by relatives. Make some arrangement so that I may not leave you, and at the same time, people may not blame me for remaining with relatives after taking sannyas." After hearing Lord Chaitanya's statement, all the devotees, headed by Advaitacharya, approached Mother Shakshi. When they submitted Lord Chaitanya's statement, Mother Shakshi, who was the mother of the universe, began to speak. Sakyamata said, "It will be a great happiness for me if Nimai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, stays here. But at the same time, if someone blames him, it will be my great unhappiness." There's a long purport here, and we shall read it after. Mother Shakshi said, "This consideration is good. In my opinion, if Nimai remains at Jagannath Puri, he may not leave any one of us, and at the same time can remain aloof as a sannyasi. Thus both purposes are fulfilled. Since Jagannath Puri and Navadvipa are intimately related, as if they were two rooms in the same house, people from Navadvipa generally go to Jagannath Puri, and those in Jagannath Puri go to Navadvipa. This coming and going will help carry news of Lord Chaitanya. In this way, I shall be able to get news of him. All your devotees will be able to come and go, and sometimes he may also come to take his bath in the Ganga. I do not care for my personal happiness or unhappiness, but only for his happiness. Indeed, I accept his happiness as my happiness." After hearing Satyamata, all the devotees offered her prayers and assured her that her order, like a Vedic injunction, could not be violated. All the devotees informed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of Satyamata's decision. Hearing it, the Lord became very pleased. Hare Krishna. We shall end here and very soon continue. Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.